Hey guys, I'm Em from the fashion and beauty blog, The Lipstick Fever. When I moved to London over a year ago, I felt like there weren't a ton of obvious resources for women moving abroad or moving cities. My biggest source of strength and growth for my big move was through the inspiring and amazing women from all over the world that I've been meeting. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Big Move podcast. I am your host, Em, from the blog The Lipstick Fever, and I am still in New York, and I am recording with a very special guest today. Her name is Divya Gugnani. So Divya brings 20 years of investment and entrepreneurial experience to her role as CEO and co-founder of Wander Beauty, which is a beauty company based on multitasking essentials created with global inspiration. Launched in 2015, Wander Beauty has proven to be one of the fastest emerging brands in the country with over 19 highly prestigious beauty awards under their belt, plus a loyal following of A-list celebrities, top journalists, and notable beauty and style influencers. Divya is a self-proclaimed startup junkie, a food and fashion lover, as well as a beauty experimenter. She is also the author of the book Sexy Women Eat, Secrets to Eating What You Want and Still Looking Fabulous, which is published by Harper's Collins, and she's also a mom of two. Divya, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So nice. We're here in your office. We're on 36, between 5th and 6th. It's like a disgusting hot day in the city, but I'm excited to chat with you today.
I know. Thank God we have air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Winning in that department.
Yes. So a couple of icebreaker questions to kick it off. So the first one is, what are the first three things that you do when you wake up in the morning?
Well, the first thing I don't do is look at my phone. So, like, I start my day when I wake up, and I just meditate. So I've been doing transcendental meditation since the seventh grade. I feel like it's so important in the morning to just relax, be calm, and I don't even goal set. It's about just resting in the morning and getting that extra, like, rest that's going to get me through the entire day. So I do my transcendental meditation for about 20 minutes. Okay. And then the first thing I have to do after that is drink a big glass of water and have my thyroid medicine because I've been struggling with autoimmune disease for many years. And that's a must for me. And then I say hi to my kids. That's, like, you know, step three, say hello to little human beings. Usually we have a little routine in the morning. My daughter always runs to me first and gives me a big hug and says, good morning, mommy, I love you.
That is so cute.
And so my son is supposed to say the same thing to me, but usually he just, like, gives me a half-hearted smile or, like, a wave from a distance. And I'm like,
a little more
please
moody.
Just give me a hug and say, good morning, mommy, I love you, like you did for the first 3 years of your life. But I can't seem to get him in sync. But
I love that. How old are they?
7 and 5.
Oh my God, that's so fun. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's really cute because it's like, it's like on program. Like, I walk out of the bedroom and my daughter comes running with a big bear hug and she's like, good morning, mommy, I love you.
It's the cutest thing ever.
The best way to wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's so cute. Second icebreaker question. What is your favorite alcoholic beverage?
I am a margarita lover. I am a tequila lover in general, but I have to say that I can't always have margaritas because obviously, like, there, and even when you go with the skinny, with the light rocks and the light salt, like, it's still a lot. So I have become a little bit more of a red wine enthusiast. So I'm going for Cabernets and Amarones and, you know, nice, deeper, woodier red wines too. So
okay.
I flip-flop between red wine and margaritas.
Okay, I love that. I'm a tequila girl. Yeah. Where is your favorite, like, tequila cocktail or margarita, like, located in the city? Like, where do you go?
I have to say the best margarita ever of all time is on Maya in New York City on First Avenue between 64th and 65th. And if anyone goes there, ask for Karina. She's the manager there. She's a friend of mine, and she's amazing. And the margarita is second to none. I've had every margarita in every Mexican restaurant that you can imagine in Manhattan in the last 20 plus years. But the reality is the margarita at Maya is amazing.
Okay, noted. And I love how specific you are. So we appreciate that. So I kind of just want to get to know you. This is the first time we've ever met. And just kind of chat about your background, like, where you're from, where you've lived. So where are you originally from and where did you grow up?
So I'm originally from Springfield, Illinois. My dad used to work for the government, hence he was in the capital of Illinois. As you can imagine, growing up, like, I stuck out like a sore thumb in Springfield, Illinois in the late 70s. And then my dad started his own business, and then we moved to Long Island. And I spent most of my like formative years, grade school years in Long Island, and then went to college and lived up in Ithaca, New York, which was amazing. Loved going to Cornell, graduated Cornell, came back into New York City, stayed here for a number of years, but also had a quick stint in Menlo Park in California. So during the tech boom, got to be in the center of it all in Silicon Valley, spent a little time there, came back, then did my master's in Boston and spent a little time in Boston.
Okay,
my
cool.
biggest regret in life is I've always wanted to like live abroad, and I've always wanted to do it. It's almost worked out, and then somehow it doesn't work out. So some point in my life, I'd like to live somewhere other than the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so funny you say Cornell. My husband went there.
No way.
I want to check out Ithaca. I've never been. And we want to do like a college hometown swap and take each other to our,
you need to
our
do
respective
it.
Places. So
you're going to love it.
I love that. So you went over to the West Coast, and then you eventually came back to New York. What prompted that? Was it like a career job?
Totally career job situation. So I worked in investment banking at Goldman Sachs in New York, and then tech was really booming and they needed people to move out to the West Coast. I said, hello, raised my hand, let's go. It was amazing to be out there during that boom time. And then I came back because I got a job and an offer to work at a private equity company in New York. So I came back for that. And then I've pretty much been here like back and forth on and off, like always. And it's really funny because where you're sitting right now in our office is an office that we've been in for the last year. But I ran a company prior to this and sold that company, and it was literally two blocks away from here. So as much try and get out of the zone, I'm still really in the zone.
Absolutely. I feel that. Okay, so what do you love most about New York City life? Maybe some things that you don't love so much?
So I love the fact that everything is at your fingertips in New York City. So like I left work yesterday. My kids are actually out in Long Island because it's summertime and they're with their grandparents for a little bit. And so my husband and I are like, 6 o'clock, oysters, wine, like let's make this happen. And like there's so many places to go. There's so many things to do. And that's what's so incredible about New York City. Like one day I'll take the kids to Coney Island over the summer and they'll be like going on rides and we'll be going on water rides as a family. The next weekend we'll take them to a museum. During the week I'm exploring restaurants with my girlfriends and with my husband and other couples. So I just love the cultural diversity of the experiences, from everything from family entertainment to arts and literature, and you know, all the tech world in New York has to offer, being involved in so many organizations here. So I just think there's so much diversity of experience here that I love. And as much as I try and move out of here, I can't seem to leave. I've thought about moving to the suburbs and giving my kids a backyard and a lawn, and just it doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
New York
I feel
has
that.
So much to offer.
And where are you and your family living currently in the city?
We live on the Upper East Side.
Okay,
Manhattan.
Cool.
So we're pretty central. We don't live super far up, and getting to work is like a 17-minute door-to-door commute, and like who can beat that?
Yeah.
Like for me, I'm just all about, like I spend so much time here. I just don't want to engage in that 1 hour plus commute because I feel like I'll be fried by the time I get here and I won't be able to focus.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that. So I kind of want to get into your career. You have done so much. I feel like it would take like two episodes to actually chat on your really impressive background, but I kind of want to talk about your transition from the finance world to ultimately entrepreneurship and the beauty realm. Like what did that look like for you? And like, when did you realize you kind of wanted to make that shift?
So it's really fascinating. I often think of my career as like being a Renaissance woman and like following different passions in my life and just exploring them. Like I think the common theme in my career is I take risk. I think that when I was graduating college, I studied government and economics at Cornell. I was a policy analysis major, and like most people in my major went to go to law school, and I wanted to work in investment banking. Don't ask me why. No one in my family was an investment banker. None of my relatives were investment bankers. Like none of my friends were investment bankers. I literally had one guy that I was like dating who was an investment banker, and I was like, oh, this looks really cool. Like you meet with companies, you meet CEOs, you're like learning about business, like you work at these like fancy office with this fancy expense account. I'm like, sign me up. So I started my career literally like that. And then I think that it was an evolution of company. It was working with big companies, understanding big strategic alternatives and decisions they were making, and then just literally started boiling that down and peeling the onion back layer after layer to get to smaller and smaller companies, because that's where my passion lies.
Sure.
The idea of being an entrepreneur, seeing a white space in the market and saying, hey, listen, I see a problem. I have an idea in my head to solve it. Let me just like go do it. And I've always like leapt into it head first without really thinking it 100% through. And it's been my gut and my intuition that's driven me every time. But I've started four companies literally with that playbook. It's been see a white space in the market, really think that I'm having a pain point and other people are probably having the same. Do a little market research. For Wander, we surveyed 100 women. I was like, I'm taking the subway in the morning. I have two kids under the age of two. I'm putting on under eye concealer on the F train to look 25% better than I look when I left the house. And by the way, like the woman next to me is putting on a mascara. Someone else is doing their hair. Someone else is doing their SPF. Like so many women are doing beauty beyond the bathroom. It's not just me. The modern woman today is time-starved, busy, and active. She's spending about 15 minutes a day on her beauty routine. Let's like make those 15 minutes count. Like, what do we really love about life is that we love living life. And so beauty is amazing. It makes us feel beautiful. It makes us feel confident. It's important to take care of your skin. It's your largest organ. So all these things matter. But ultimately, like, we're living our most fabulous lives. Let's spend our time living our most fabulous lives. And let's create a beauty brand that makes that better for women. It makes it easier. Let's save her time. Let's save her space. So, and let's make beauty beyond the bathroom easier. So that's why we created Wander. And Wander's all about fewer, better beauty essentials.
Definitely.
Fewer because they're multitaskers, double-sided components, multi-use formulas. Better because it's all clean. And beauty essentials, things you're going to reach for every day across your entire beauty routine.
Like, yeah.
We're not a skin brand. We're not a hair brand. We're not a nail brand. We are a beauty brand that serves the modern woman, that gives you everything you need. And we're building that out step by step.
Totally. And I love what you said about taking risks. That's obviously worked so well for you, just sort of in your entrepreneurship background. And it sounds like too, like confidence, like you've kind of had the confidence to, you have an idea and you drive it. Cause I feel like so many of us have ideas, but we don't act on it.
100%. So I, as a venture capitalist, would have all these meetings with, and I hate to stereotype, but this was so true and so frustrating for me as a woman. I'd have all these meetings with guys and girls and just like women and men have like different perspectives on how to start companies and like different personalities. And guys would come in and like, if there was a job for them to take and the job required 100% of skills, if men had like 50% of the skills, they're like, sign me up. I can do that job in my sleep. Like, I got it. I'm on it. Like, women, these are surveys and actual data that I'm referring to. Women literally feel like they need to have like 80% of the skills before they say they can do something. So, like, we're so much more cautious about taking risks, about spending money. We're being judged on our performance, not on our potential. So, I want to change that whole narrative.
Yeah.
And I really want everyone, regardless of gender, to really feel that you can be focused on your potential and not on your past performance. Like, yes, past performance is an indicator of potential, but you can recreate and reach those heights. It's all about having the passion, the motivation, the determination, and the grit to make it happen. So don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Just focus on you. And the best way to start a business is to literally start a business.
Right.
Like, it's to just go do it, like Nike told us.
Totally. Like, start it, launch it, and then kind of make tweaks from there and go from there.
And
I
learn.
Love that. Totally. So amongst all of your successes, have you had any failures or maybe a business idea that maybe didn't make it to where you wanted it to?
Totally. And actually, it was so painful because when you love something so much, the pain of not having it work out is just so great. So I started this company called Behind the Burner many years ago. I went to culinary school between undergrad and business school, and I love to cook. I'm super passionate about it. I love food. I cook for my kids all the time. I love to have people over. And when I transitioned into having this media property that was focused on tips, tricks, and techniques for food, wine, mixology, and nutrition, I really felt like there was a huge opportunity for this. But because my revenue model was advertising-based, it's like you can't predict it. You'd have an advertiser come in for six figures, then the phone doesn't ring for 4 weeks, and you're like, shoot, can't really make ends meet on this. And so I think I learned a lot about, yes, you can have a passion for a business and have a great vision for it, but what's the revenue model? How are you monetizing it? How can you scale it? And so that was a good lesson for me. And like, yes, you can be passionate and have a great idea, but you have to have the sustainability factor of how I'm going to sustain this business and grow it and scale it. And you need to think through that piece. And I hadn't really thought through it that well. Yeah. So lesson learned.
Yeah.
Live okay. and learn.
I love that. So you are also an author. So your book is called Sexy Women Eat. I have so many questions, but can you kind of tell us about the premise of the book and maybe share like a couple like key takeaways for our audience?
I think so many people have a negative relationship with food. It's like they reward themselves and punish themselves and live and die by the bites that go in their mouth. And I just don't want people to feel that way. I think you should always love the skin you're in, regardless of what it is, and embrace it and own it. And I think that eating should be about pleasure. It's not about like punishment and rewards and retribution. So I really felt like I needed to write this book because I wanted to talk about my own journey of like, I have evolved and I have been many different sizes. I have had 2 pregnancies, and I just feel like having a positive relationship with food is so important. And so that was really the big message for me, and it has always been.
Okay. And what is your sort of like diet, your routine? Do you like eat out in New York a lot, or are you cooking at home? Is it kind of like a mix?
My biggest diet is that I don't have a diet, and I really don't fall, but I think that diets are temporary solutions that get you limited time results, and you have to literally change your lifestyle. So I think that it's a daily struggle. Mm-hmm. We're all going through it. So I'm always trying to like focus more on eating plant-based, focus more on lean protein. Really, I use a lot of the principles of Ayurveda from growing up and growing up Indian. So like in the morning, I drink water, and then the first thing I eat is fruit, and I eat fruit on an empty stomach because you get all the vitamins and nutrients and the benefits from that, from being on an empty stomach. And then I kind of course out throughout the day, and I do have like, you know, snack on nuts, and I do, you know, zero fat Greek yogurt because it's loaded with protein, but I do enjoy sweets. I have a total sweet tooth. Like, I try to pack in a lot of my calories within like an 8-hour window for the most part, just so that I have longer periods of time where my body is actually, you know, burning fat.
Sure.
And then the problem for me often arises when I'm working really late night and I'm sitting in front of the computer and I want to go for the Nutella, and sometimes I do, and that's okay.
Right.
Like, and that's fine too. So like I try and rely more on the more natural and organic sources of like pleasure and fruit and sugar, as opposed to going for, you know, I try not to give my kids processed food, like, but it's all not hard and fast set rules. It's more about lifestyle and trying to spend 80% of the time doing things that I know are great for my body and my soul, and 20% things that are doing great for my brain and my living in the moment.
Yeah. I love what you said about waking up and having water and fruit. I think that it's an amazing way to start your day. I came back to New York this week from London, and I got right back on my like iced coffee and either bagel and croissant grind. And I feel it right away. Like, I don't have energy in the morning, and it's like just reworking that small kind of routine in the morning.
100%.
I think it like makes such a big
difference.
I actually
don't drink any coffee or any tea, and I've like never gotten into it. And I really rely heavily on water. Like I drink a lot of water, and I think also for my skin and for overall hydration, like the number one cause of headaches is dehydration. And so many times people are like, I have a headache. I'm going to go grab a coffee. Like, you have a headache because you're dehydrated and you need to drink water. So I think that's super important for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I want to get into Wander Beauty in a little more detail. So we kind of talked about like the premise a little bit, but kind of rewinding, how and when did Wander kind of come about? You founded this with your partner, Lindsay.
Yeah.
If you want to share with that.
So it's really fascinating. I was going through a big transitional time in my life, which also meant I was going through a transition in my beauty life. So I've always been a beauty enthusiast, from doing makeup and loving that in high school and being obsessed with, you know, makeup tutorials and, you know, magazines and, you know, testing and trying everything you could imagine, to also delving into my refrigerator and making my own masks and being really into skincare and concocting my own, you know, treatments for myself. That's always been a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. I never thought it would be a career. I sold my last company to QVC. I spent a lot of time being exposed to beauty and understanding the more inner workings of the beauty industry. So I think that was really helpful knowledge to gain. And I never thought I'd act on it. But I was, like I mentioned, on the subway, living my most busy, hectic, crazy, active lifestyle. I had just had a baby. I was trying to go to the gym and get myself back in shape. So my whole beauty routine changed. I was doing everything on the go, and there was no brand that was speaking to me and resonating with my personal needs. Mm-hmm. I felt, for many modern women, not just myself, this concept of like beauty in motion was living and breathing, yet it was a large unmet need. And so when I met Lindsay at a party, her and I really bonded over this. I had been thinking about it. She and I really thought about, you know, is there an opportunity here? She loved beauty. I love beauty. She loved travel. I love travel. She came into my house for lunch and she had a makeup bag that was like the size of my palm. And I was like, how do you go on planes, trains, and automobiles and carry this around? She's like, she had all these hacks and tricks for how she did it. So my sense was, we're two totally different women. I'm like career mom, two young kids. She's supermodel. Yet we were in the same boat. And so that's how we really, the original idea for Wander came about. And that was in my living room. When we met, it was actually 2014. We launched the brand a year later because we spent a lot of time thinking about it. We spent a lot of time collecting data, a lot of times doing research. There was a gut there on what we wanted to do, but we wanted to kind of understand the market better. We wanted to really understand how to formulate. We wanted to spend a lot of time building the first product, which was the On the Glow Blush and Illuminator, which won an Allure Best of Beauty recently. Yeah. And so this concept of, we have to deliver on our promise, which is fewer, better beauty essentials and multitaskers for your entire beauty routine. And so that's really, you know, what happened. And fast forward, you know, years later, we're distributed globally. We're in Sephora around the world. We're in Net-a-Porter around the world. We're in Nordstrom stores. We're in Rylee Rose stores. You can find us on Revolve. So we've really expanded into an omni-channel experience.
Yeah. Wow. And you guys are global. So like, who is the Wander Beauty consumer? Is it a like specific woman? Does she like fit a certain bill?
Fascinating. So it really is in three main pockets. So I would say we have a lot of like young millennials. So we have a lot of people who are like college students who have makeup and skincare in their backpack. We have people who are, you know, starting their first job and want to look presentable for work and also really have taken an interest in skin, and their consumer we call the skintellectual and reads labels and wants to understand ingredients and really values Wander because they know when they're putting a Wander Beauty multitasker on their face, they're putting something that's working with their skin, not against it. Anything, whether it's color or it's for lashes or for lip, it's skincare, which we really pride ourselves in doing an amazing job with skincare. It's that it's so good for you, and you're gonna see real results with minimum effort. So minimum effort, maximum results is what we call it. And then there's these other pockets of moms that are really just, you know, doing their makeup in the car, picking up, dropping off. And then there's an entire demographic of women who are in a different phase in their life who are paring down and had maybe a really strong, heavy artistry, heavy skincare routine for many years and are really in this concept of like maybe they're professional women and they're traveling or they're grandmothers. Like we've been age agnostic since the day we launched because everyone is time-starved, busy, and on the go. Yeah. You could be 17, you could be 70. So we have so many different pockets of consumer groups that we resonate with, and we really want to service them in the way that we're bonding over our lifestyle. So it doesn't matter about your age, it doesn't matter about your ethnicity or your skin tone or your skin concern. We're bonding over the lifestyle that we're active, we're on the go. It could be because of our career. It could be because of our kids. It could be because we're fitness buffs. Yeah. But that's really what bonds us all together.
Totally. That like shared idea of like easy, on the go, you're traveling, we're busy.
We're doing our makeup in the back of an Uber. We're doing it in a car. We're doing our skincare at the gym. And we're doing our hair at our desk at work.
Yeah.
And that's who we are.
Yeah. So Wander is also loved, I know, by like a number of A-list celebrities. Can you share any of them with us and if they have any like favorite products?
Yeah, there's so many of them and we're so lucky to have their support. Obviously, Heidi Klum has featured our Baggage Claim Gold Eye Mask. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us has worn them as well. We have so many different artists who've been amazing with us. Emma Roberts loves a lot of our skincare because she's really into skincare. She'll literally like DM us and tell us that she wants more Glow Getter Mist, which is an amazing, incredible mist, which is a skin makeup hybrid. Yeah. Jared Lips, who's a makeup artist, who is really used Baggage Claim on a bunch of different amazing like reality stars, and Brittany Cartwright from Vanderpump Rules for her wedding. So we've had an amazing outpouring of real celebrities who've reached out to us and love our product. Sarah Jessica Parker uses the Unlash Volume and Curl Mascara on the set of her HBO show Divorce. She literally like did an IG story, actually an IG post on her feed where she shows all the makeup she uses, and like we're there. And her makeup artist like reaches out to us directly. So it's been incredible to have support from actual celebrities and the artist community that's working with these celebrities. And we are so, so grateful for that.
Yeah, totally. So, okay, I am wearing Mile High. It's called Mile High, right? Mascara. Yeah. I'm wearing it today. I think you are too, because I saw your stories.
I am wearing it today.
What are some other like cult favorites? I'm trying the it's 5 minute facial.
Oh my God, obsessed.
I put it on this morning.
Okay, Fastlane. I cannot tell you enough how much I love this. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite skin and some of my favorite hair. And then, my skin and color. And then for hair, let's start with that because that really matters. Girlfriend dyes her hair these days. So I've got balayage going on and I need this to last.
Yeah.
Because once you go the process of waiting that long to do this to your hair, you're like, please don't make me come back anytime soon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then I don't wash my hair that frequently. I'm also like running around and I'm trying to like make it last as long as it possibly can. So if I actually do it, I'm like, please let this last 2 or 3 days. So I live and swear by Extra Mileage. Extra Mileage is an incredible hair refresher. It's like dry shampoo, but only better, less alcohol, enriched with vitamin E and panthenol, always hair-loving ingredients. It's not going to make your scalp dry or flake like a dry shampoo. It's going to instantly cleanse on the spot, take it with you, keep it at your desk, keep one in your bag, keep one at the gym. So I love that. Okay. For color, I'm all about Nude Illusion these days. I just find it's a very quick fix. I also use our Dualist matte and illuminating concealer and medium. But the Nude Illusion is really flexible. Like I can be running to a meeting and use that to spot correct my face, the redness around my nose, or my under eye dark circles because it's a built-in tool.
Okay.
So that formula is going to cover everything, feel like nothing, be good for your skin, and it has a built-in doe foot, so I love that. And then, really, for skin, I'm all about the Fastlane these days and the Glow Ahead Face Oil. Like, those are my favorites.
Yes.
Fastlane is your spa day at home in 10 minutes because you need it. Every Sunday, without fail, I'll wash my face with our Drift Away cleanser to give myself a real deep double cleanse, which won't strip my skin, and then I'll go straight in with Fastlane. So this is 10% AHA, 2% BHA, all the texture in your skin, like within 5 to 10 minutes, like you're going to see an improvement. It's reduction of fine lines and wrinkles, cell turnover. It's going to get rid of all your dead skin cells. And so it's just, it's rejuvenation for your skin every Sunday. Like you need to be doing this on Sunday with the Baggage Claim Gold eye mask on your face.
Okay.
I've convinced my husband to do it while we watch TV on Sundays. He loves it too.
Yes.
He won't admit it, but he's like goes through it more than I do. He's been through more tubes of Fastlane than I have because he uses it particularly for the pores around his nose. And if you have any pores, this is like magic for you because it's going to, because of the BHA, which is beta hydroxy acid, which unclogs your pores, it'll literally like, that's an oil soluble molecule, which will actually improve clogged pores. So anyone who's struggling with acne or who's a little bit more mature and is seeing a little bit of texture and larger pores with age, it's going to make a huge difference. So Fastlane all the way.
Fastlane. Got it. Is it a serum or an oil?
So
or neither?
Fastlane is literally a treatment.
Okay.
So it has a gel-like consistency.
Okay.
You cleanse your face, dry it, and you put Fastlane on for, if you have sensitive skin, I would say a few minutes.
Okay.
And then as you work your way up week after week, you're doing it for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Now I'm up to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I have like You have like, I hate to say this, but you have like baby's butt on your face. It's like literally takes you back so many years and literally gives you a fresh, it peels away all the dead skin cells, gives you fresh, beautiful, rejuvenated skin that's like radiant and glowing. And then you, the texture disappears. So yeah. It's really, really powerful formula, very strong. Mm-hmm. And it's a great treatment that you use once a week.
Okay.
So a lot of people, exfoliating is so important for your routine, whether you're 15 or you're 50, you need to be exfoliating because you want to accelerate cell turnover. And so Fastlane's a great way to do it, which is a chemical exfoliant, but a lot of people prefer manual exfoliation. So we make mm-hmm. something called BRB, which I use in the shower all the time. And I like scrub it on my neck, scrub it on my face, like twice a week, maybe three times a week, do my elbows. That's a great manual exfoliation, mostly manual, but it also is enzymatic because it has enzymes in there that'll work on your skin.
Okay, so Fastlane weekly Sunday treatment. Yes. We're going to include a link in the show notes so people can get on board.
If you like manual exfoliation, if you like the feeling of the grit of like scrubbing your face without creating micro tears, I say BRB, but I just love Fastlane because it's like the heavy duty chemical stuff that like you need to be happening and get in early on that. Like start doing that earlier rather than later and trying to reverse the clock.
Okay, cool. So obviously you're a mom of two, you're running this company, you are like incredibly busy. So what is your current beauty routine like? Like, do you have any tips for kind of like getting it moving quickly?
Yes. So literally in the morning, I tend to not wash my face because I do like a big deep cleanse at night before I go to sleep. So I usually just rinse with water because I think that's great for me. If I like feel like I need a little cleanse, I'll actually just cleanse my T-zone. So I'll do like a fast just like T-zone where I get oil and dirt and sebum. I want to like unclog that a little bit and move on. So I go straight in with the Dive-In moisturizer.
Okay.
This is my go-to holy grail. Like everyone should be moisturizing their face in the morning. And that's important. This has 1% pentavitin in it, so it's going to lock in moisture for 72 hours. So you're getting a doctor-grade formula. It's called Dive-In Moisturizer. Take it, especially if you're on a plane, you're traveling, you're going to the gym. Like, this is the moisturizer. It is super luxurious, yet it's in a tube, and you can take it anywhere. So that's Dive-In. Okay. Then I literally just do, like, a quick rundown in the subway, typically. Just the Dualist under-eye concealer, just a lip retreat lip oil because I have really dry lips and I love the shine of the gloss, but like an oil treatment to hydrate my lips.
Yeah.
I'll do concealer and so I'll do lip retreat, which is the lip oil and concealer, and that's it. Like that for me is a great daytime situation. If I'm like dialing up the situation and I need to look a little better, I'll throw on mascara and use the Mile High because I love it. I'm not blessed in the lash department and I could use a little bit of length and glossy black volume. So that's it for my daytime. If I'm like going out at night, I'll add in the new Delusion foundation.
Okay.
I'll add a little like blush highlight moment with On the Glow. And I'll kind of do a Wondrous palette depending on the shades I'm going for. At night, I'm super, super picky about washing it all off. I make sure that before I actually get in the shower, I wash my face with the Drift Away cleanser, which will take away every trace of makeup and give you a double cleanse. So it doesn't have sulfates in it. It's coconut surfactants that break down your makeup, and it really is just fantastic for a deep cleanse, and I need to do that at night. And then I'll do a little exfoliation in the shower with the BRB. Okay. And then at night before I sleep, I throw on the Glow Ahead oil, which is a face oil. It's powered with raspberry seed oil, which is great for overnight skin rejuvenation.
Yep.
And it has alpha linoleic acid. It has omega-3s, omega-6s. So you're giving yourself that incredible hydrating lock-in moisture overnight. So Glow Ahead face oil at night.
Okay, amazing. I'm so with you. I stand by like having a really good overnight mask, overnight treatment. Like 100%. It makes a world of a difference.
Yeah, we make an extended stay overnight mask, which a lot of people use. But I think that for me, because my skin is so dry, I really prefer using an oil. I love the fact that Glow Ahead's has a dropper and has a tube and you can take it with you anywhere. Like there are days I get to work and I'm like, my face feels so dry and I haven't put makeup on and I'm like, I just put Glow Ahead all over my face.
Okay, amazing. And obviously helps for the dewy glow, which is...
Yes, and then when I'm doing makeup, about. I'll like tap a little bit on the high points of my face and give my cheek a little bit of glow or mix it with my blush. Sometimes I mix it with the new Delusion foundation and created my own tinted oil. So I love that about our formulas, that they work together and you can take just buy one foundation and it can multitask. You can use it as concealer because it has a doe foot. You can use it as body makeup. When I'm wearing a short dress in the summer and I'm like, oh my God, there's a vein and there's like a scar on my left knee. Yeah. Like I want to just like touch that up really quickly. I can use it as face makeup, body makeup. I can turn it into a tinted moisturizer. I can turn it into a face oil. It has so much flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm loving too right now in the beauty realm. And then obviously within your brand is there are no rules. So often like I'm using products in totally different ways and you can, like there are no
customize your coverage. Like for me, it's like an everyday day is not a full face. Like I'm doing the like, just deal with my under eye darkness and deal with the redness around my nose. And I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I should really think about that melasma on my forehead and deal with it. But sometimes I'm like, it's okay that I look like I have a country on my forehead.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel like these are growing pains of like getting melasma and going through it. So I think that treating your skin is super important, and that's a step that everyone should think about first, and then giving yourself a little bit of coverage that builds confidence. Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. So you and Lindsay are extremely well-traveled. So when it comes to traveling and beauty and your routine, like what are your like 1 to 2 products that you literally can't leave the house without? I know when I'm traveling, like I can't have my full kit. Like my bag's already overweight. It's a situation.
I don't leave the house without our Glow Ahead face oil. Okay. Like legit, I keep one in my bag. I keep one in my desk at work. Like I need hydration, and there's nothing that's more beautiful than this formula. It smells beautiful, but it's natural fragrance, not synthetic. It sinks right into my skin. It works under makeup, over makeup. It's the most flexible thing, and it's overnight rejuvenation. Like it's an all-in-one multitasker that everyone should have in their arsenal. So the Glow Ahead face oil for me is like holy grail.
Okay.
I cannot go anywhere without it. And I cannot go anywhere without concealer. Like that's just like, I feel 100 times better when I've just dealt with the darkness under my eyes. Like I think that's just a genetic thing for me that I've struggled with. And so yes, like there's a little redness here. There's a little spots and marks here and there that just give me that boost. And I think that having that dualist concealer with me, it's portable, it's precise, like I can take it anywhere.
Yep.
Those two, like I can't leave the house without. And then my lips really do get dry. And so I love having the Lip Retreat actually in Oasis, which is a clear, because then I can just wear it and I don't even need a flush of color. Like,
yeah.
I love the Skinny Dip. That's our most popular by far shade. Everyone loves, you know, Lip Retreat and Skinny Dip because it's a beautiful nude, but I tend to wear a clear if I'm just running around.
Okay, cool. And then as kind of a final question to wrap things up, like what's coming up for Wander Beauty? Are you working on anything exciting that you can share with us?
So many things. So our pop-up in New York City has been live since April and it'll be around till the end of July. So we're super excited about that. It's been an amazing opportunity to educate people, have classes every day, have events. We're looking to replicate that model and go into new markets. So that's probably coming up for us in the next, you know, 6 to 8 months. We're definitely expanding our reach internationally. So you'll be hearing amazing news from us about new markets and new countries that we're launching in. So we're really excited about that.
Awesome.
And then most exciting is where my passion lies, which is all about the product and product development. So we have some incredible, really innovative in the packaging and the formula and the delivery system, total innovation in terms of product coming out from now to the end of the year, which I am super psyched about.
Amazing.
So stay tuned for that. And
okay,
always
awesome.
Follow the journey on our Instagram to be in the know.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're excited to follow along. Thank you so much for coming on. This is such a fun convo. Before you go, though, where can everyone keep up with you and then find Wander Beauty, all that jazz?
So the best place to find every multitasker from Wander Beauty, and the only place where you can see everything from us is wanderbeauty.com. And on social, we're at wander_beauty, and you can find me at D Gugnani. So it's at D Gugnani.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you everyone for listening. Please, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, and we will see you all later. Bye.